York City, Comedy Central presents Louis C.K.
Good. Thanks. Hello, everybody. How are you? You're well? Good. Nice to be here in New York. I actually took the subway here. And I had to go to the Bronx first, though, because the train decided I had some stuff to do there. I didn't know about it, but I've been living in this city 15 years. I have no idea where the train is going. I never know. You can't go by the dot on the side, because that's meaningless. They change it. You get on, the guy's like, "This is a C train, but we're not making local stops, and we don't know where we're going. So just get the hell off the train. Everybody off the train. This is no longer a train." Everybody gets off and watches it leave. What happened? I had a seat. This is bullshit, man. It's the worst. No, the worst thing is when the train goes express on a whim. Like, mid-ride. They decide, let's not stop. Why are we stopping? Let's just go. And let's not tell them either. You know, or let's tell them as the doors are closing. That's when they tell you. Sadistic.
Next stop, 205th Street.
The worst thing is you can't really react, you know? I'm on a rocket to the Bronx. I can't go, "Oh my God! Somebody help me! I don't belong on this train! That's not my area up there!" Can't do that. You gotta go, "All right, the Bronx, it's great." You know, when you get there, you gotta get out like, "All right, I'm home, yeah. Good to be back on 6 trillionth Street." People are too afraid of uptown, though, really. You know? A lot of people tell you, like, don't go to Harlem. You can never go there. Because as soon as you get there, they kill you. That's what people think. As soon as you arrive in Harlem, someone just stabs you in the face right away. "Hey, welcome to Harlem. Have a good time. You're next, all right, go ahead. Go buy some wings, whatever you gotta do." That's people's image of Harlem. Just everyone just standing around 24 hours waiting for lost white people to kill all day. Just... "Did you see any?" "I didn't either. I don't know where." People are so afraid, you know. I read something in the paper that really confused me the other day. It said that 80% of the people in New York are minorities. Shouldn't you not call them minorities when it gets to be 80% of the population? It's a very white attitude, really, you know. You can take a white guy to Africa and he'd be like, "Look at all the minorities they got over here. Jesus." "We're going to do something about them." Yes, sir. It's weird. There's still a lot of racism, but people always have a reason for being racist. You know, like, I met a guy, really racist guy, and I asked his friend afterwards, I was like, "Why is he like that?" And his friend goes, "Well, he was born on a farm." What kind of farm was that? How do you get racism from a farm? What, are the animals racist? Maybe. Animals are racist. They're like, "Jews. Jews.
Blacks. Blacks.
Jews.
Blacks.
Mexicans." It's a pretty racist farm over there. Those animals have an attitude. I mean, it's one thing that's confusing to me is all racism is nasty. Like, it's ignorance, but it's also always paired up with nastiness. Why can't we have racism that's ignorant but nice, you know? You can have, like, stereotypes that are positive about race. You can say, like, yeah, you know those Chinese people? They can fly, you know, something like that. Yeah, you know about the Puerto Ricans. They're made of candy. That kind of thing, you know? I'm embarrassed, like, for 80% of my life. And I hate it. You ever get embarrassed about a little thing, but you kind of want to kill yourself? You know? Like, one time, you know when you get in an elevator, you go to press your floor button, and it's already been pressed, it's lit up, and you know that they all saw your finger go there and then stop, and... That's one of those moments where you make that noise where you don't actually make words. You know? You get on, you're like, hi, yeah. I hate that. Just those little things, you know? The other day, this guy asked me the time. I hate that. I hate when people ask me the time on the street. Because something happens to me, I just panic. I can't read my watch. When I'm alone, I'm great at reading my watch. But when somebody asks me, I just have this anxiety attack and I just can't make it out. The other time, yeah, I got... it's like this. You know what I do now when people ask me, they're like, you have the time? I just go, yeah. Because then they move on. It's always better to have people think you're crazy rather than stupid, you know? Because stupid sucks. Stupid is like the worst thing somebody... Nobody's nice to stupid people. Nobody even feels bad for them. If you're stupid, people just go, what are you, stupid? You stupid. Why? If you're retarded, you're like, hey, put him in camp, give him a t-shirt. Hooray for the retarded guy, you know. But if you're stupid, shut up, stupid, you dumbass. Get in the back, you idiot. Why? And if you're crazy, you get all kinds of respect. You know, hey, how you doing there, buddy? You all right there? Okay, everybody. Nobody messes with a crazy guy. That's why, if you do something stupid in public, you feel people forming an opinion about you, go for crazy. That's your best option. It is. Plenty of crazy people in New York. There are so many crazy people here. I think it's like one out of every one person is completely out of their mind. It's true. It's true. Everybody's crazy. And it's not just the guy with a bag on his head. Anybody can be crazy. You ever, like, start a conversation with a stranger, like, on the subway, and halfway through you realize that they're completely out of their minds? Like, halfway through, you're talking, and all of a sudden you go, oh, you're crazy. Oh. I thought I was talking to somebody. But it's a nice culture, because you can say anything to anybody, you know. I like to talk to strangers, you know. I like to go up to people I don't know and just start conversations with them. Just start a conversation. Try it. But the way I do it, don't start the conversation in the beginning. Just start it in the middle. Try it. Just go up to somebody you don't know and just go, yeah, well, how do you think I felt? To change the way people talk to each other, because I'm so sick of the shit you have to say to people, like in the cab, you know, oh, it's cold. It's boring. I like to say stuff to the guy he's not used to hearing, you know, like, hey, did you know that your eyes are the highest holes on your head? Creative conversations, you know? Do you think a baby could eat another baby? It'd be the perfect crime, really, because who's going to suspect that he ate, you know, nobody's going to go, oh, clearly he ate him. I mean, yeah. I was talking to my friend the other day. I had this friend, you know the kind of people that if they're happy for you, they sound like they're in pain? You know? I have this friend, I'm talking to him on the phone. He's like, hey, how you doing? I go, I'm good. I got married. He's like, oh, it's great. Oh, God bless you. Ow! I never answer my phone anymore. It's always some idiot. We spend all our time now on customer service phone calls. That's like 20% of every day now is, no, I didn't, can't cancel it. What? Why? That's like our whole lives now. I used to read when I was on the toilet. Now that's when I make customer service calls. That's the way I spend it. Hi, I'd like to order a shirt. And you know, that's how I do combine two things I hate. I hate it. I'm just dealing with big companies. Like, my bank is the worst. They are screwing me, my bank. You know what they did to me? They're charging me money for not having enough money. Apparently, when you're broke, that costs money. The bank called. They call me up. They're like, hi, we're calling because you don't have enough money. And I was like, yeah, I know that. I know that I don't have enough money. And she's like, no, you don't understand. See, you have insufficient funds. I was like, well, that's a good way to put it, too. I agree with that. I find my funds to be grossly insufficient, frankly. I was getting ready to call you guys. But thanks for calling to tell me that I'm broke. She's like, well, we really need you to get more in there. It's really a problem for us, yeah. I'm like, look, I'm not being broke just to f*** with you, all right? I just don't have any money. So this is what it boils down to. She says, well, you only have $20. That's not enough. You can't just have $20. So we're going to charge you $15. So they charged me $15. Then I had $5. Now, I don't know if you've ever had only $5 in the bank. But guess what? You can't get it out. You can't. You can visit your $5. You can call it on the phone. But you can't get it out. There's no fives in the machines. And you can't go in the bank anymore because they're open for like 10 seconds. They're like, and then they close. That's it. So there I had $5 that I couldn't have for 3 days till they charged me another $15, leaving me with what? That's right, negative 10. This has happened to you before, hasn't it? Negative 10. What does that mean? That means I don't even have no money anymore. I wish I had nothing. But I don't have it. I don't have that much. I have not 10. That's how much I have. Negative 10. What the hell is negative? I got to get somebody with some no money to lend me some. Because I don't have... I can't afford to buy something that doesn't cost anything. That's where I'm at. I can only afford to get something that costs that you give me $10. That's my price range. Negative 10. What kind of a system is that? They have people at the bank, they go, okay, some of these people don't have enough money, so we better take their money away from them because they have so little. That's it. There's no better explanation than that. Then they go, these people have so much. If you have a lot of money, they give you money just for having it. They go, you have so much money. We should give you more because you have so much. Here, take this guy's 15. The hell with him. What the hell is he doing with it? It's just wasting our time. What would I do with the money anyway? I don't know. Bill Gates has $90 billion. Did you know that? Bill Gates, $90 billion. Last year he gave away $500 million. What a cheap I don't know. If I had $90 billion, I wouldn't have it for long. Because I would just dream of all the crazy stuff I could do with it, you know? This guy, $90 billion, he could take $2 billion. He could buy every baseball team and make them all wear dresses. And still have $88 billion. What's he waiting for? That's the kind of thing I would do. Like, buy all the pants in the world and just burn them. No more pants. The hell with everybody. Yeah, I don't know. I used to have bad jobs, though. I worked at a horrible fast food restaurant once. And my first day there, I knew I was getting fired right away. But that's a relief, isn't it? You know, when you realize, I'm not keeping this job. You know, here's what happened. The guy came up to me, my manager, the first day, and he said, I want you to go to all the tables and scrape the gum off with a butter knife. And I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm definitely not doing it. But I thought, why just say, no, the hell with you, and get fired? That's boring. Instead, I said to him, I'll do it. Then I didn't do it. And came up to me later, did you scrape the gum off the tables? And I was like, oh, yeah, of course I did. Sure, yeah. And later he comes up and goes, you didn't scrape the gum off the tables. And I'm like, no. Oh, damn, oh. Are you going to do it? Yeah, of course I'm going to do it. What are you talking about? Of course I'm going to do it. 3 days later, I got fired. I got paid for 3 days. You know, what the hell? In general, I'm pretty non-confrontational. I don't get mad. Like, I got married, right? I love being married. It's great. But I hate arguing. I hate fighting. You know what I do now? When we get in an argument, I just take her side against me. It's just easier. It goes quicker. She's like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I know, damn it. I mean, she wins most of them anyway. I might as well be on the winning side occasionally. I mean, you realize if you're married for a while, what am I fighting for? You don't win money. I mean, why am I putting up this big, I know about peanut butter, you damn bitch. You know, what is the point? Yes, you're right. I never understand when people argue, you know, because arguments never, nobody ever wins an argument. Nobody ever goes, I'm wrong. That never happens. You know, somebody just eventually goes, shut up, we got to eat, so let's shut up for a minute. Especially like with strangers. That's amazing to me when people get angry and actually yell at other people like you're going to convince them that you're right, you know, by yelling at them. You know, like in traffic, I was driving in New York once, which is the worst thing on the planet Earth. I'm driving in Manhattan. There's traffic. Nobody's moving. I'm sitting in my car. There's 50 cars in front of me. Nobody's moving. The light turns green and nobody moves. The guy behind me, beep, 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 beep. His horn's getting tired, like beep. Honking at me, and I look at him, he's honking just at me. He's like, go! Just go! Like, I'm driving all 50 cars in front of me. I'm pushing them like shopping carts in a parking lot. He's like, go! And I'm trying to communicate through the back window, like, what? I can't look through. Look at the cars. Look at all the cars. And it just made him madder. He was like, it was all purple. And then he's one of these guys. He got out of his car to yell at me. I'm trapped between two cars. I got the doors locked, the windows up, and he's like, go! Why don't you go? Like, fogging up my window. And what am I going to argue that's going to have any impact for this guy? Like, all I got to do is go, well, I can't go because the cars in front of me are solid. And, if I go, I'll just collide with them. I'll collide. If maybe probably with the guy right here, or eventually with somebody. That's all I got to say. And he's gonna go, oh my God, you're right. I'll go back in my car. That's not gonna happen. But he kept yelling at me. So I decided, all right, I'm gonna argue with this guy, but I'm gonna argue about something else. I'm not having his argument. I'm having mine. So he's like, go! And I go, well, give me back my jacket! And he stopped. I was like, yeah, you got my jacket, give it back! I said you could borrow it, not have it! You're stretching it out, you fat pig, give it back now! He got back in his car and he locked his doors.
Watching Comedy Central. Stay tuned for Little Boys with Huge Attitudes. The guys of South Park are coming your way. Next.